the 2018 CUNA Lending Council Conference in beautiful Anaheim, California, right next to a little place called Disneyland. And look who I ran across, Mr. Mike London. You are the chair of the CUNA Lending Council. Am I correct in that?
That is correct. I'm the chair of the executive committee.
Oh, the executive committee. I left that word out. I apologize. Yes. So how's the conference going so far? This has I've seen nothing but smiles and tons of people networking and talking to each other, and the content in the breakout sessions has been pretty stellar as well.
It's been great so far. The feedback that I've heard has been very positive, mm-hmm. and lots of good comments on the location and the content of the presentations and speakers have all been really positive. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that the feedback we get after the conference is echoes that.
Yeah, I think you will. I think you will, because again, I've kind of casually talked to a lot of people and they're like, this has been a thumbs up for sure. But you in particular, what did you want? Did you have expectations coming in? And then if so, what were they? And then what takeaways do you want to take back from this?
Well, so when we're putting together the agenda for the conference, I think mm-hmm. the thing that we hope for is that there is content for everyone who attends. Mm-hmm. So we want to provide, if you're the chief lending officer of your organization, we want to provide content that covers the three or four main areas that you cover. So we have consumer lending, mortgage lending, business lending, and collections. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that if you're a chief lending officer, you have an opportunity to get a whole spread of that. Yeah. But we also have worked really hard over the last couple of years to make sure that the agenda is tailored so that, let's say you're a line of business leader and you just focus on consumer lending or you just focus on mortgage lending, mm-hmm. we want to make sure that there's content for you all the way through the agenda. So we've really worked to balance that to where you have a track that you can follow, mm-hmm. and you also have the ability to attend a variety of things if you're kind of wearing multiple hats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Indeed. Was there anything in particular that you wanted to learn here? And if so, what? And then any highlights for you as well?
Yeah, so I really enjoyed the session on AI and machine learning.
I think that's the one I wanted to go to.
Yeah,
I never made it.
Very cool content there. I think that it's forward-looking. It's the stuff that we should be concerned about, mm-hmm. thinking through how do we incorporate this into our processes going forward. Yep. So I enjoyed that. Had a really good session on credit card portfolio promotions earlier that I enjoyed. So that was really good content, okay. too. So.
All right. And I didn't know, and I found out today during lunch when you were up there speaking, that you were a former crasher.
Yes.
That's pretty
that's
cool.
Correct, yes.
That's pretty. Look what happens, crashers. Look what happens. You raised to the level of your level. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. Yeah. So I had the opportunity to crash back in 2012. Crashed America's Credit Union mm-hmm. Conference. It was a really great experience. And those relationships that I built with fellow crashers, you know, kind of maintain those relationships still to this day. And you know, I think that the crash program is so important to what we do in terms of investing in that next yeah. generation of leaders for our organization. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something that it's really near and dear to my heart, and I'm really glad that we've been able to do crash programs for the last several years.
Yeah, it's been a good group because they've been right there in front every day, a whole table full of them, and they've been very eager to learn. I've seen them talking with other well-established folks in the hallways and stuff and going to all the sessions and stuff. So they are certainly wow. engaged. For sure, and you're kind of a testament to that as well. So, because I mean, you've done really well in your career, and I'm sure that was a nice boost for you as well. That helped you out a lot. Huh?
Yeah, I think it definitely gave me a different perspective of the industry and kind of how to get involved and network and build relationships, and I like to call them phone-a-friends. You know, you run into a problem and there's someone in the industry that's already solved that or they're working on solving it right now, and mm-hmm. so it's just great to develop that network. So the crash opportunity was really great for that, but then the Lending Council has been another really big part of that, building a network, you growing your career and developing those relationships mm-hmm. so you have those phone-a-friends when you need some assistance.
Right on. Last question for you. Trends for 2018 going into 2019 as far as lending goes. What do you see getting out your crystal ball?
My crystal ball.
Yeah, your crystal ball.
So I think that we're probably going to see decent loan growth for the next year. I don't think it's going to be as strong as it has been in the last couple of years. I know at least at my credit union, we're planning for slower origination over the next 18 months or so. And I do think that that's a couple of things driving that. So there's a rising rate environment, which we've not had to deal with for the last decade.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And so I think consumers are seeing rates that they've not seen. And one of the things we've been talking about at our credit union is that the millennial demographic, which you know is becoming a greater and greater size and importance demographic for mm-hmm. us, they in the time period that they've been borrowing They've never seen rates this high, right?
So, like, oh my gosh, right, sky's falling.
Right, so other people view it as like, these are still historic lows, but for them, they're historic highs. And so we're thinking, we're dealing with, you know, one, it's impacting a borrower's ability to repay because it raises the cost of credit, but then you also have the sticker shock effect of, you know, maybe I'm not going to buy right now because rates are high. So I think that that's the biggest thing driving what I feel like will be a slowdown in originations. But then also, I think just they're saying that there could be an economic slowdown. We'll see if and well, we know it will happen. It's just a question of when. So I think
and how severe.
Trying to account for that is what we're thinking.
Plan. Got to plan ahead. That's always be ahead of that curve. All right, Mike. Well, thanks again. Appreciate the time. I know you're being pulled in 100 different directions here, so I appreciate you taking the time to chat with us and also being a gracious and wonderful host. And I think another successful CUNA Lending Council conference here in Southern California. So thank you very much for that.
Well, thank you. And we appreciate you emceeing our conference this year.
My pleasure. It was a blast.
Thank you so much.
Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well done.